love going on nature walks. We found pine cones, violets, and a river. I can even smell the mud.
It's great to get out into nature and away from our screens. Why not do it today? Do you like to go hiking in nature? My name is Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. Later on today, I'm going to go on a nature walk with a few friends from church. It's a great way to unplug from the distractions of the world and reconnect with God. Since He created everything, being in nature is a great reminder of how creative and loving God is. 1 Timothy 4:4 says this, "For everything God created is good, and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with thanksgiving." Now let's listen to our story. It's entitled Creation Nature Walk. "I found a pine cone." Mariah picked it up and showed it to her mom. "That's a big pine cone. I'm looking for little things like this violet." Heidi smiled as she carefully set her violet in the cardboard box she was carrying. "You're both finding some really cool treasures on our nature walk," Mom commented. "Remember that this is a science walk for our senses, so let's try to hear things." "I hear the leaves blowing," Heidi whispered, "and the birds are singing."
"I can hear the river making bubbles," Mariah giggled, "and I smell the mud by it."
"I can smell that too," Mom smiled. "I can also pick a flower like Heidi's violet and smell that."
"Yeah, and we touch all the stuff we pick up. This pine cone feels prickly, but we can't taste anything in the woods," Mariah pointed out.
"But we can taste the food we grow in our garden, and that's nature." Mom looked around.
"What is one thing that all the things we've smelled, heard, touched, and looked at today have in common?" she asked the girls.
"They all grow," Heidi offered.
"No, mud doesn't grow," Mariah laughed. "That would be funny."
"Growing is a good observation, Heidi," said Mom. "There are lots of things that grow, but I was thinking about how they were made."
"How they were made?" Heidi frowned. "What do you mean?"
"I mean that all the things we can observe in the woods, from the giant pine trees to the small violets, were created by God.
Even the three people walking through these woods right now were created by Him."
Mariah laughed.
"I love God's creation,"
Mom smiled.
"So does He.
God created everything, but humans are His special creation. He created us in His image. That means we're able to have a relationship with Him through Jesus. He loves us and created everything in nature for us to enjoy."
"I think I'm going to put my little treasures on a poster and write God's creation on it," Heidi said. "I could even take it to church club and show my friends."
Well, how about you? Have you ever taken a nature walk to explore God's creation? Remember, He created all the things you can see, hear, smell, touch, and taste in nature, big and small. He even created you. You're His special creation. He made you to have a relationship with Him, and He loves you and wants you to enjoy the good things He's made. So, what's your favorite thing that God created? Our key verse is found in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 4.
"For everything God created is good, and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with thanksgiving."
And our key thought for today, God created everything. Hey, if you like today's story, you can get Keys for Kids in the mail for free. When you sign up for a free subscription, I'll send you the printed Keys for Kids devotional every 3 months, and you'll have each day's story right there in your hands. Plus, you'll get the bonus coloring and activity pages along with the Hey Zach question in every copy. Ask your parents for help to sign up for a free subscription to Keys for Kids when you go to keysforkids.org/getkeys. That's keysforkids.org/getkeys. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.